allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Lennon, here.
The Rose.
Here.
Vince.
Here.
Lathan.
Here.
Friend.
Here.
And the Roy.
Here.
Oh, Baker is absent and excused.
Mm-hmm.
Public comment? For all the public in attendance. Okay, approval of agenda.
I'd like to add two items to agenda. Add a supervisory report after the grant subcommittee.
Okay.
And add the Jens Park bids after Arbutus number 5 under business before the Parks Commission, please.
Okay, any other discussion or?
What was after the grant subcommittee again?
Jens Park's bids?
Supervisor report.
Okay.
I believe so.
Make a motion to approve the altered agenda. Corrected, changed.
I'll support it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
Approval of minutes.
The word I was looking for.
Oh. Approval of the January 22nd meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from January 22nd.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Okay, treasurer's report.
Say that again.
Treasurer's report.
All right, you have end of year 2018 in your packet and also end of February. Beth and I are going to meet probably next week and try and manipulate the reports a little bit to give us maybe some simplified information and to make these a little bit more useful to us. But no big changes. We do have to look at the Jens Park issue because that's going to affect our budget because the bids came in higher than we were expecting. But Beth, do you have anything to add to that money-wise? Okay.
And grant subcommittee?
We have not met. Can I ask again about the hiring of a grants person?
Sure. I'm not sure if we touch base on this or not, but rather than hiring one, the township board has allocated funds to subcontract for a grant writer. So a couple of the projects that we're looking at doing that for our that will come up potentially on your radar as through the agendas, the community garden, as well as maybe Arbutus number 5, depending on your priorities and direction. But, you know, looking for making those contacts with some of the ones who have been successful in the area with certain funding agencies.
Mm-hmm. So concurrently, should we, as a Parks Commission, be pursuing different grants, or should we be working through him or her?
I think that I would probably take the lead from the projects that you're doing. So if you all make the judgment that, you know, this project XYZ is the one we want to go after, then maybe you want to identify, okay, how are we going to do that? Do we want to use a grant writer, is this one where we know of a specific grant where we think we can handle it in-house? Is this one that a volunteer particularly wants to take on, any of those things? Okay. So I guess I would do it based on the grant, the potential project in front of you, rather than necessarily, you know, find the grant writer and then piecemeal stuff out to them.
Okay. I'm not sure that a grant subcommittee is, and I'll defer to my subcommittee members, is needed anymore. You know, we kind of met, we identified the three top things we wanted to work on. I'm not too sure it's helpful to have that group anymore. Corey and Mike, can you?
I think you're probably correct with that.
And if something like that actually pops up, we can always start a second subcommittee or another subcommittee. But I think with what we've got, I think, if we dissolve the subcommittee, I think we're okay with that.
Corey, what do you think?
Yeah, I think okay? He's right. We can always come back to it.
Okay. How much is allotted, Beth, in that for the year?
We have...
For grant writing?
Well, and it is, we can use it for a host of different projects, but what we really have looked at is the grant writing. And that's $20,000 in that line item, so that should sufficiently cover several projects. Now, that's a guesstimate. I haven't priced them out to see how much, but that should be a significant number of projects.
Yeah, no, when we met last, wasn't there a couple people that were earmarked that had possible interest? Is that right?
So one of our local agencies, nonprofits in the area, had mentioned a couple, two grant writers that they had particular success with, and they tend to take their projects and give them to a grant writer based on the area, of expertise for them, like whether they do more health-related type projects or recreation, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So they did give us one lead, or two leads, one in particular that they have had a lot of success with. Fortunately, she just took on a couple, I believe it was a she, we emailed back and forth, took on a couple projects and couldn't extend anymore for another project at this point in time. So we still have that person as a resource, maybe to potentially use later in the year or next year. So that's a good contact. As well, do you remember the gentleman was here from Traverse City with Brown Bridge? Mm-hmm. He contacted Rick afterwards, hearing some of the discussion, and said, I have a couple, I can't remember if it was one or two grant writers for names to give him. Now, Rick's been on vacation and those sorts of things. So we haven't nailed down any contracts or prices or anything like that. But Rick is starting to work on starting to work on a scope of work document so that then we can go out and retain a grant writer based on that scope of work. So basically what that document does is tells them exactly what they need to complete for the project or what needs to be done for the project.
We used one back several years ago that was really good for us at
Great.
The time. I don't know whether, and Mindy would know who that is if you haven't.
Yep.
I tried to contact that source
years
ago and came to dead end.
Tina Allen was one through Long Lake Township. I'm sorry, not through Long Lake Township. I knew her through Long Lake Township years ago. She works a different place now. And I haven't spoken with Tina recently. We can certainly take a look at that. I can't remember which grant she worked on for you guys.
She worked on two or three of them for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was very much into the parks field and came off really good.
Yeah, that was through
Mindy.
She
was quick and she was really
good. Good. Yeah, I know that she was working with housing now. She was utilized one of our conference room for a conference. Mm-hmm. And we touched base real quickly then. But So the township has had good practice in utilizing somebody in that manner for subcontract before, so we'll look at.
So there are some options out there.
There are. It just becomes building a rapport with them, getting the scope of work to them, getting what their prices are, what their fees are and what they're charging as well. Don't forget, Wade Trim is an opportunity too to utilize our township engineer and Wade Trim. They will do grant writing. So when we start to look particularly maybe at Safe Routes to School, that's a very good resource, as well as maybe some of these others too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And then the supervisor's report, do you have anything else you'd like to go over?
I guess I'll just... So only in that, to be honest, really, I didn't prepare any extensive material for you guys since when you put that on there, I was like, oh, yeah, we hadn't talked about that. But I do want to let you know that We have implemented a short-term rental ordinance that was passed last June, and we immediately upon the township passing that ordinance, planning and zoning staff went to work on a request for proposal for an outside firm to help us with the implementation, management, and enforcement. It's a firm that's very efficient. The contract is very low. They're an industry front runner in what they do. So that's been a good thing. The township did have two responses to that proposal, and we ended up with this one. We actually contacted six different firms as we researched them to let them know that this request for proposals was out there seeking bids. And of the six firms, between them either leaving the industry or combining with another company, we actually only ended up with two proposals. One had lukewarm references, and the other had stellar references and a less expensive price. So that's a win-win combination. Mm-hmm. So we have retained them. Our initial goal was to look at having the web portal that they sign on to get their rental license, their short-term rental license, up and running last fall, with seeking compliance by the end of the year by property owners who have short-term rentals. By no fault of the vendor nor the township, just by sheer nature of the volume of work and as a function of that volume, we didn't have that up and running until the beginning of January. And so the date that we're looking for compliance is March 1st. I would encourage anybody who owns and operates a short-term rental that has any questions regarding this to please read the frequently asked questions sheet that's on the website, read the information that's on the website, start to visit that portal to see some of the if they answer two or three questions into it, it comes up with a list of what they'll need at their side to complete the application process. As well, contact planning and zoning with any questions that they have regarding that. While we are seeking to have everybody comply and move towards compliance March 1st, we are not going to go out on March 2nd and fine everybody. That's not what we're seeking to do. The township is seeking to implement what the township administration is seeking to implement the board's direction in this policy issue. And so we want to work with those property owners. So if there's any difficulty with compliance, say for example, we had one person who emailed us and they said, not knowing when that window was going to be open and I'm taking an extended trip, I think they were actually out of the country, said, I really just don't have access to my files and records until I get back, and I'll get back, March, whatever. Absolutely fine. We've noted that. As soon as they get back, they'll seek to get all their paperwork in order and no issue. So we really want to work with the property owners in implementing that ordinance.
So is that portal, connected to the township website and or separate?
It's linked right there. So okay. if they go in there
But they could go directly to that porthole without going through the township link or no?
No, they would. Okay. They would go to the township website and then click on that and it takes them through. But yes, you are right in that software and function lies with host compliance. That portion of it, but it's seamless. I mean, you just jump from, they obviously look a little different, look different. Okay. But yeah, they just go to the website and click over and.
I'll read all the information, I promise. But is the fee an annual fee or a one-time fee?
Nope, the fee is an annual fee. And the township did set a fee that was substantial. Legally, we must set a fee that is used on that program. And so there are four components to that fee. The first being the host compliance contract. The second is legal fees. As we implement this in the first year and as we enforce in future years, We'll obviously have legal fees. You know, we've had some already in seeking guidance and making sure, you know, how are we doing this portion or that. And those fees will all be paid for through that short-term rental function. The third is the community police officer contract. We are looking at funding one of the CPOs through that short-term rental fee. And then the fourth is actually administration. We are able to charge time and administration. Short-term rental, the administration of the short-term rental ordinance is not a statutory duty. It's not, excuse me, it's not something that the township has to do. That doesn't sound like that. It's not coming across the way that it's not like we don't have to do that. That's not what I mean. We're here to seek to serve and implement what the township's decisions are. But at the same time, that's not elections, tax collection, planning and zoning, assessing, all of those things we're tasked with doing with our statutory duties.
Right.
So the program, as it costs the township money, we are allowed to charge those fees back to short-term rentals. At this point in this year, we have not budgeted money for administration through the township, and that's because we really, number one, didn't know exactly the amount of time that this would take, although we knew it would be significant. Mm-hmm. And number two is our goal is really, in this initial year, to get everyone to compliance with that. And when I say compliance, it's not enforcement and compliance. I'm using those as more technical terms. The short-term rental license is really looking at some very basic standards, such as do you notify your neighboring property owner of an emergency contact? Do we have on file someone in the local area who can address an issue if that comes about? There is a provision in there with respect to septic systems and holding tanks, that sort of thing. There's also a rental frequency in there, so how often can you turn over something? So those are, you know, some of the particulars with respect to that ordinance. So that has taken up quite a bit of time in planning and zoning and even just in talking with the property owners. But what we are finding is there is a lot of urban legend about the short-term rental ordinance. So I would encourage, if you know any property owners who have those and are looking, you know, for information, to reach out to the township. Leslie Criterier, our zoning administrator, would be happy to help them.
To get your answers direct.
Absolutely.
Rather than hearsay, through second hand and third, fourth, fifth hand. Sure. So as a property owner, non-rental, so I think I saw posted on the front door, there's like a website and phone number, like say there's a process for those for complaints or things like that?
That's part of the host compliance contract, is that there is a number that people can call. And as well, I believe they can file it online, too.
I think that's what that said, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, a complaint. So as a short-term rental is operating, if you have any issues, if you're a year-round resident or even another short-term renter in a neighboring short-term rental, you know, it doesn't matter. If there is an issue where there's inappropriate activity, you know, we obviously have other ordinances as well, fireworks, noise, all of those things. But if there is an issue, they can make a call and register that complaint or piece of information. They can as well seek to have a callback on that or follow-up information. They can also leave it, I believe they can list it as anonymously as well. Now, one thing the township board did in this ordinance is that as it gives the neighboring properties a venue for making a complaint, it also makes them responsible for their complaints. So as you can imagine, there are some short-term rental owners who may live next to somebody who just doesn't want to live next to a short-term rental. And so they may see this as an opportunity to just continually make repeated complaints. There is a process in this ordinance that holds them accountable, too, for erroneous reports as well. And I think that that's fair. I mean, that to me, the part that I saw, or not the part that I saw, let me rephrase that. Sorry, it's been a very, very long day today and a very busy day. But I do think it's important to hold both sides, if you will, of the issue accountable.
And in that short-term rental, there's parameters and boundaries and all of that. Mm-hmm. So
there are. Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep. So as you can tell, that's been a large part of it. But we're doing other things too, and I don't want to shortchange those. One of them is Chris Sullivan from the Conservancy, who came to visit all of you, came to talk with the township as well and talked about the Holiday Woodlands Preserve property and how that would work, and there was a resolution before the board. That resolution did pass, and the Holiday Woodlands Preserve, I'm sorry, the Conservancy, rather, is working on a grant request to go to the DNR Trust Fund for this year at this time. So, again, if you recall, that was about 195 acres, and some real interest with the Conservancy in helping the township move through that process. This township wouldn't be able to do that right now without their aid and guidance, and so it's been appreciated. They've really pulled the pieces of this project together. There's another project. Oh, and Chris, we were bringing a resolution back to this board for approval. However, when we went through past the Board of Trustees, really your resolution would be a recommendation to the township board. And as the timing happened, we really needed to get that resolution to East Bay's board prior to. So we went ahead and took that to them, passed that, you know, it was passed. And so right now we don't have a resolution before the Planning Commission nor the Parks Commission at this point in time. As he's moving through that grant process, if he seeks, if he finds that that would bolster or help that, then we'll bring that back to the Park Commission at that time.
I'm sure we'd really like to hear how that ends up going. So
absolutely, keep you updated.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So on the business before the Parks Commission, our Arbutus number 5. So we have two projects that we're planning on getting done for this year. I believe that's the Jens Park project and Grace McDonald. The community gardens have been pushed back because of grant opportunities, so hopefully those will get done in 2020, as well as the township thinks that it would be good for us to start looking at Arbutus 5 and starting to get stuff with that figured out, so we can get bids and stuff on that, so we can go out for grants and we know how much that's going to be. Would you like to expound on that at all? Or?
Sure. I asked Mark Baker if we could, you know, put this on the agenda and also follow it up with Justin when Mark was not going to be here. The reason, just as Justin said, is you have a couple projects that are in the implementation phase. And so really you want to start looking at what do you have in the planning phase. We know that the community garden has gone through significant planning. We really feel like rather than, and I think we've updated you, I think believe Rick did, instead of trying to really push that in 2019, and we're a little short on time, mm-hmm. really no opportunities for grants, it might be best to delay that to 2020. And we've administratively kind of gone with that direction. And as well, I'm trying to remember if you guys took a formal action on that, but I don't think that there was an issue from this board regarding looking at the 2020 implementation, given that it gives us a better chance to potentially go for grant funding. The other item, so you'll have that in planning. The other item, I was recalling the fact that you had spent significant amount of time on Arbutus number 5. And as you've really put some time and attention with this year's project to Grace and Jen's, I know that that's something that would probably be on your radar. And when I had gone to the DNR Trust Fund workshop on the application process, so many things I heard brought me back to the Arbutus number 5 project. You know, the everything from the kayak launch, ADA accessible, that's very popular with some of the successful grant applications with the DNR Trust Fund. Mm-hmm. So that may be something that you might want to take a look at. You've already have an initial site plan. There has been topography and some, the engineer has been out there for some other things with Arbutus. I think it would be possible to go for that DNR Trust Fund grant in a year from now. So this year, the township is looking at the DNR Trust Fund grant from an acquisition standpoint, which is completely different. Well, not completely different, just different components of it from the one that this would be under recreation grant with the DNR Trust Fund. This would be a nice project to look at putting forth for that grant funding in a year from now. Mm-hmm. But to do that and be ready for it, I think what I'd like to do is have Wade Trim, either Brian Souza or Damien, come and work with all of you in a session or two or whatever that takes, in kind of nailing down exactly what you want this to look like. As you know, having just gone through this process with Jen's Park and Grace McDonald, mm-hmm. you had already come up with a lot of details that you knew that you wanted months ago. And even at the end, when we were looking at putting that out to bid, there were still a lot of little details. Okay, what is the fence going to look like? Where is it going to be exactly? What type of material are we looking at for this or that? So in doing that, some of those details are what we can be doing in 2019 with this project. I guess what I'm seeking to clarify is this a project that you would like to see move accelerated in the planning and take course over the next 6 or more months and get ready for that grant application for the 2020 funding cycle?
What's the size of that grant?
The grant itself, I mean, you can apply for all different amounts. Yeah. Now, this project was estimated, we have a, and I believe it's in the packet.
It's in the very back page of our packet.
But I don't remember this being thorough.
So, this is the engineer's estimate from last summer. And certainly, you know, there may be changes based on the detail or changes from the initial site plan. But that's exactly kind of the planning that I'm expecting we need to do so we can figure out and get everything in line for a grant application.
Was the DNR grant do the whole thing, or would it just do the...
So DNR grants are, now I'm not an expert on that, so I will tell you what I believe to know. We can go back and I can check those this week and get back with you if I gave you any misinformation. But the grant would be, they're 75-25%, so the grant from the state would be for 75% of the project cost, and then the township commitment would be for 25%. Now that 25%, as you know, can be literally dollars and, you know, a check that the township writes. It can also be and I'm just making things up right now, but as an example, it could be if you had a property owner or a business in the community who wanted to donate park equipment as part of that, that could be used toward your match, that sort of thing, just as we're using the equity in the property from the other project. So it's a 25% match.
I guess in my mind, we were doing Jen's, we were doing Grace McDonald, and then Art Butis 5 and the community gardens were kind of our next two areas of focus.
Yeah.
Are you asking us to put one of those ahead of each other? Or?
Not really. Okay. I think we can work at them in parallel,
yeah.
You know, kind of course of action. I guess I'm just trying to make sure... I guess I'm trying to ask you to opine that or state that those are your preferences to look at right now, and that as we're setting the agenda and moving forward and we're tapping the resources of Wade Trim, that that's appropriate and that that's the guidance and the direction that you want to go.
Is that about how you all are seeing it? Or?
Yeah.
And you mentioned the kayak thing. That's something we addressed back several years ago, too, when we just didn't get enough money, but people were real excited about that.
Definitely.
So that's another thing to look at.
Definitely.
And maybe we can pull up some of the material from when we
definitely
working with that.
But my question was, would they just pay for the kayaks? That could, would the grant, and I mean, we probably don't know this, would the grant pay for all of our... Would the amount go towards the entire amount, the 75%, the entire amount of the park, or just the ADA accessible part? Or is that just...
Oh, no. You can... There are other parts in there. So when they score your grant application, they will give you points for different components of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they have sections, and within the section... so, for example... One of the things that... when I went to the workshop... The maintenance agreement, you'll remember that part of the Holiday Woodlands Preserve piece was that there's a maintenance component, because as I've said to you, well, what does that mean? I have one buildings and grounds guy. You know, am I going to overtap our resources? And part of it is, no, we're looking at doing a maintenance agreement with Mount Holiday. They've already indicated by their board of directors action that they would be willing to do that. It's just right now we're... we are literally sketching out and coming up with the language of the maintenance agreement. So part of, in that DNR trust fund grant process, having a maintenance agreement adds points and shows that, you know, you have that that vision and how to implement this. But on top of that, you have greater points depending on what things are included. So a maintenance agreement that is long-term rather than short-term in nature. So look, we're looking at, could we be looking at a 10-year, a 20-year, a 10-year with, you know, 2 5-year renewals, whatever, versus instead of having like a 1-year annually renewing contract, that first one's going to garner you more points in the grant process. So similarly with this, you may have more points to this entire project because you have kayak access, and even higher points because it's ADA accessible.
Yeah, because the kayak and the beach, we're making the beach, because the beach is not ADA accessible.
Well, and also, if you recall, there's an erosion control component to this with that beach wall, seawall area that needs to be reconstructed. So I think there's a lot of positives. As well as it's really one of the favorite little parks in the township. It's a little gem of a park on a beautiful lake, and it's really well used, so much to the point that it's difficult for our CPOs because people want to park on those sides, and it is quite frankly not safe the way that that comes in. Unfortunately, well, that's a different story, but the Road Commission had originally planned on that road being on their 2019 project list, and they had to readjust and refocus, and it's not. And I understand that that happens, but it is disappointing because part of that was we were going to have them look at the how the water comes across there and some of the erosion control. But we can do some of that as well through this park part.
2 points after just looking at it again. I'm just stating an observation. the first question before the observations is, so what was ever decided about the bathrooms? Help refresh my memory.
Are we going to get prices on pit versus flush?
If it could be even done.
I know that we can definitely get more information on that in the future. I think what we're looking for right now is just that the board does want to proceed with continuing to look at this for the 2020 grant year. Yeah,
and I think we all are.
I believe from everybody that we all are on a positive note with that.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would like to make a comment for food for thought when you look at this again. We have that ADA easy launch, and it just sort of struck me that we have it all the way at the end of the park coming off a fishing pier, and it just doesn't make sense to maybe have it more over where we have the handicap parking and to move it more over by the swimming dock. That's just observation on this plan. I never thought about that. You know, we got it all the way to the other end and we're expecting, you know, handicap to do that. And the other thing is, I would like to ask possibly to get other ideas than just the engineer. I'm associated with Michigan Lakes and Streams, and I know they do a lot of shoreline evaluations, that there could be some wealth of information that maybe possibly someone could look at that and say more of a natural for that, considering what we have now. They may not have a better suggestion. But for myself, I would like to maybe pursue just food for thought on those two points there. That's it.
Okay. So on to the Jens Park bid. So
Mr. Chair of today, rather. Mr. Vice Chair.
Good, Mr. Chair today.
Could I just offer something regarding this?
Yep.
In response to that. This is an initial site plan. So absolutely, I think that there are, you know, changes to be made, and that's kind of the reason I'm bringing this to you is, let's start working on these and determining, taking this from an initial kind of a sketch plan to really some details. So we'll be looking at that. One of the things I'm thinking is, as we're getting into some warmer weather, believe one day, that, you know, the Parks Commission might be open to maybe visiting some parks or two in some other townships to see some of the features that they have. So, for example, if I could, I'm not even sure where there are other kayak ADA launches. I'm sure there are. I don't know where they are, but maybe to visit those. The other thing is, I know that Peninsula Township, and I believe Long Lake Township, but I know Peninsula Township has had some success with some of their pit toilets. I think it was called like a Ramatech toilet. We could visit a park there to see, okay, what does that look like? You know, what is the outdoor exterior structure of one of those look like? And then what is the cost basis difference? I did speak some time ago with their maintenance gentleman, very, very helpful. And he talked about some of what costs and frequency that they had for pumping. You're right, there are a lot of decisions yet to be made for this. And there's a lot of factors to consider, bathrooms, the popularity of this park, mm-hmm. and as well the limited parking in the park, which we're kind of stuck with, mm-hmm. as you guys know. But that may have some bearing on some of your decisions, too. So we'll start to incorporate that into your agendas so you can reach that end goal.
Perfect.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so now the Gems Park bids. So we have an email here on our desks from earlier today, and attached to that is the bids that we got in for the Gems Park project that we are doing. One of them from TC Concrete came in considerably lower. The RCI and the Elmer's one came in at about $60,000, just above that. And then in the email between Brian Souza and the supervisor, it says that Brian is going to have a discussion with TC Concrete and make sure that they understand all the work that is incorporated in the project.
Yeah, he will be reaching out to them regarding that. As one of your commissioners had asked, you know, do you go back to the lowest bidder here and ask them, you know, as Brian will communicate with them and say, okay, we have quite a bit of disparity here. What's in your bid or not in your bid? Mm-hmm. Had a commissioner ask me, do we allow them to correct anything? And that becomes very tough. This is a sealed bid process. And so really what happens is you would lose credibility with your other vendors. On top of that, as say, for example, if one vendor says, oh, no, I forgot and left this out, mm-hmm. and they add another X number of dollars, and yet they're still low bidder, it can build a lot of bad will with the other vendors and become a very unfair process. So that's something that in the short term could save you some funds, but in the long term for the township will cost the township, because you don't have that credibility with the vendors then. And these firms bid not on just concrete projects. You know, they could potentially be in Grace McDonald, other parks, special assessment districts that we do, and so forth. So we want to make sure we adhere to that good practice. One thing the township could choose to do is to rebid it. Typically, if you're going to rebid it, though, you rebid it because of some specific reason that you think impacted the bid. Don't know that we have that. We just have one bidder that is very, very much lower. But the other ones, they're higher than we expected. Quite true, by about $25,000. However, what we think, we won't know till Brian really pulls through the bids. Our initial guess is it is literally a sign of the activity with contractors out there. They're very busy right now. Mm-hmm. We had one vendor contact us and said to our engineer he really planned on submitting, wanted to submit. He literally did not have time. Just and delaying, because you can extend a bid and not open and extend it another week or whatever. It wasn't a function of, you know, someone could get it in another week or whatever, but and you would do that for everybody. He wouldn't have submitted in 2 weeks. That's how busy they are right now.
Didn't you say the request for proposal didn't designate a month or so? It's not like they're really busy now and they could do it in August. It was pretty wide open, and they still came back with these high bids. So.
Yeah. We don't tell them when to do the project. We tell them once they start the project, you have a window of time which you must complete it. So that way they're not starting it in May and then filling in the project, and all of a sudden you have a strung-out project till August or July. But you allow them to take a project and fill it between their bigger projects, and sometimes you can get a better price that way. Again, this we won't know for sure till he goes through it, but we think it's really just how busy the industry is right now. Having said that, you're, as I mentioned, about $25,000 difference. So, yeah, it is. One of the decisions the board will have to make is: do you choose to go forward with this project, and if so, where would those funds come from? Or do you choose not to go forward with the project? Now, I have taken a look a little bit. I didn't get to talk with Deb about this before the meeting much. The bid opening was at 2 p.m. today. So, but there are, if I look at your balance sheet, if you recall, the township, the Parks Commission had requested, I believe it was at the December meeting, for $65,000 of unspent funds in 2018 to be moved to fund balance that the Parks Commission could tap into later. And so $35,000, let me get this form, if you could give me just a half a second here. I will take one and pass the other around.
Where are they located? TC Concrete. And who they when they went out for bid, they just posted it, correct? And these are the people that responded? Or were they actually asked? Or?
Well, we post all of those. It's, there's an ad in the paper for it. And then, yes, we also make people notify, you know, specifically if you have a vendor, hey, you know, just like we do anything with auditors, hey, you could take a look at this. You might want to submit a bid. And I think that they even have some type of I can't recall, so I don't know the name of it, but I also think that there's some type of a network that they can put these out on. I forget the name of it. So people, you know, that contractors can go through and look at what bids are open. Brian would be able to answer that for us. But the sheet that went out to you talks about new business 8B, where $65,000 would be put into the fund balance, $35,000 for future parkland purchases, and $30,000 into Arbutus number 5. So currently, you have several balance sheet line items that are specific to the Park Commission. You have $110,000 in park improvements, Grace McDonald's, Jen's Park, at $21,000. Let me just check something really quick on your revenue expenditure sheet for 2019. So you're utilizing, you can see this on page 1 of 2 in the revenue expenditure report for the period ending February 28th, 2019. You'll see you're utilizing $145,000 and $600,000, and that's earmarked for the Grace McDonald project and the Jens Park project. That gets pulled out of, if you look at your 228-2019 balance sheet, those funds come from this balance sheet. So $110,000 of that comes from that Grace McDonald park improvements that you have there. The other $35,000 for Jen's Park, did I say it was Jen's Park, wasn't it? Comes, you have $21,500 in there currently. You have $40,000 in trails, $8,700 in parks construction, and about $34,000 in future parkland purchases. You have already budgeted for $117,000 for Grace McDonald. And remember, of course, we don't have that in yet, so we don't know how close we are on that. We had $35,600 budgeted for Jen's Park. Now, we can start to take a look at other places that you have current funds budgeted for this year. So, for example, if the Parks Commission were to say, we really want to go ahead with this project, we could look at the parkland acquisition for this year of the $25,000 that you're putting in, and you could say, you know, we right now have $34,000 plus we're adding another $35,000, so you know you're at $69,000 for parkland acquisition. and you may say we can for 1 year abate from putting another 25 in there and use that towards that Jens Park. As well, you have the 35,000 in Arbutus Lake for this year, plus 30,000 from last year. So you'll have 65 in there. If you're pursuing, as you just said, that's something that you do want to go forward with, I'm not sure that it would be my recommendation that you would tap those funds. I think you would want to keep those there.
I'm sorry, say that again.
You have 35,000 in Arbutus Lake number 5 for this year.
25 and
plus 30,000 in December was earmarked, asked to be earmarked from the Board of Trustees for Arbutus number 5 park improvements. If that's granted, then you'd have 65,000 set aside for Arbutus number 5 park improvements. Mm-hmm. And I guess my suggestion there is I wouldn't tap into those funds. I would leave those there.
Right. I agree.
And I would just start to look at, for the Jens Park, I would start to look at taking a look at where we have some of these funds listed at.
Will we know how much Grace McDonald is?
That project, I think that is being, what is that project?
I just don't want to rob from Peter.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, I agree.
What I'm really thinking right now is I wouldn't want to say, no, we're not going to do this because of the price yet. I'd like to see at least wait until next meeting before we do that, because I'd like to see how these bids, what Brian comes back with on why that one is so low, as well as how it bids against the other ones.
I agree with you, Justin, and also, like, what is mobilization? Item number one.
Moving all their equipment out there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and then I'm assuming item number 10, assemble and install picnic table, grills, and bike racks. So that's just for putting things together, basically, that price.
Mm-hmm. And recall, I believe, that is an additional expense. The picnic tables, grills, and bike racks are part of, they'll take, the township will purchase those, and then they will take that over with the vendor on delivery and coordinating that. But that is an added expense on top of that. Mm-hmm. I can get you those numbers. It's very limited for this project. It's not a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
But it
I
is
just
something.
Wanted to clarify, that's just assembling, that is not purchasing,
Exactly. It's, like I said, it's not a huge amount for this project, but
it's just kind of ironic. The two construction on the right side of that, they're so similar, and then we have, like, a drastic on the deep end. It's just, it'd be nice to get really the detail.
Yeah,
of
we won't
it.
Really be able to find that out
yeah,
until
I agree.
Next meeting. So.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why don't we table this until the next meeting?
And if at all possible, if one of us could contact Wade Trim and ask him if we could have it before the weekend of the next meeting at the latest. It'd be nice to have it a week before, but at least if they have it, because coming in and have to look at it, it's just kind of difficult. But I don't know if...
And this is, we definitely could have waited on to bring you this for another meeting, but I didn't want to wait. As long as we had it, you at least get a chance to have some initial reaction to it.
I think it's good.
I certainly wasn't seeking action from this board tonight on this, but wanted to bring this to you for informational purposes. And truly, actually, I believe it will be the Board of Trustees that has to award this, but wanted to get it to you for information and see if that's something, you know, that you want to continue to do. And if so, where will we pull those funds from? Deb and I, as we meet to go over some of the stuff for the treasurer, we can take a look at that in some more in-depth as well and offer some recommendations if the board chooses to go forward on it. That work?
Yeah. Did you say there's, for Jen's, there's like 21,000 right now? Or did I?
Jen's? No, there's, let's see, if we look in the revenue expenditure report.
There was 35 for purchase of land. I just heard just a little bit of that for Jen. 65 total for Arbutus 5.
We have budgeted right now 35,600 for Jen's Park.
We're not moving any more in there, are we? Is that what's in there, or is that what we're putting
no,
in?
No, this is what we have in the budget for this year. So, yeah.
Right.
And now
you have to add if we're going to...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. If you're going to go over that, we would have to make some adjustments. Yes. Now, to get those numbers of the 35.6 and the 117, we're moving the 145 and utilizing that fund balance, which that's the way you do it. That's mm-hmm. appropriate. That's how you save for projects, do mm-hmm. projects.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. So any public comment from our various audience members?
I would just personally, if I could for a second, thank you for bearing with me tonight. As I said, it has been, no excuses, but it just has been a very long Tuesday for some reason. And so a lot going on today. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you.
So meeting is adjourned.
So, yes, we're going to wait on feedback for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Should we have to contact Wade Trim or... Okay.
Yeah, I think
are you sure?
This is not officially high.
Because they don't...